Welcome to the Villa Amio. We're here in Hawaii. Aloha. And we're excited because we're here for the monthly Shoud Passion 2020. And this is the 10th episode of
this.
Yes,
already?
It is.
That means we only have a couple more to do?
That's correct.
Wow. Time has flown by. Anyway, welcome everybody. Like Linda said, we're here at Villa Amio in Kona, Hawaii. We've been here for quite a while. I don't want to say trapped here because we love it, because of everything going on around the world right now with the virus and everything else. It's like we're still here.
If I have to be stuck someplace, I choose this.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful. We have, of course, the beautiful villa.
Great team here.
It's quiet on the island. It's pretty safe here. There haven't been that many cases of the virus. And we've got our wonderful dog, Belle, and great friends here on the island. So...
Their incredible team helping us to do the broadcast. It's awesome and a gift that we didn't imagine, and here it is. It's perfect. And you know, remember the term, you know, all is well?
Yeah.
Well, I have a new iteration of it. All is well, but weird as hell.
All is weird as hell. We are so delighted to be here with all of you from around the world. It's some of the craziest times I can ever remember living in. I mean, it's really strange, but yet... So much is happening on so many other good levels. We're here at Villa Amio in Hawaii. We've got the beauty of surrounding us. We've got a team of great friends here.
Shamber team.
And it's nice and quiet here on the island. It's pretty safe. There haven't been cases of the virus here. And, of course, we have our wonderful Amio dog, Belle. So we're delighted to be here with all of you. We hope you're doing well with everything that's going on around the planet right now. And I also want to give thanks to Adamus, which I probably don't do enough. But yeah, I really do. Because the guidance that we've all gotten all along the way has been tremendous. But right now, with the way the world is, he's given some great guidance that's been very insightful, very comforting. And I know when he says he's with us every step of the way, he truly is with us every step of the way. So once again, a delight to be here with all of you, and we've got a production crew here in Kona right now helping us with this filming. We've got Horace Deneau, Michelle Deneau, and Moisha Groger. They're doing the production for us. Thanks, guys. We
really
appreciate it. Back in Colorado, we've got Vili doing the Spanish translation, Michelle McHale actually in Nevada doing the customer service. And I know Sasa and Bonnie are also probably online, but they're supposed to be taking a little time off, but I know they're there. And we also have Peter Orlando in the studio putting everything together.
Absolutely.
And also a thanks to Gene Tinder for helping put all the media and everything else together, all the videos and everything for today. So we've got a great team accompanying us on this incredible journey.
Well, it's fortunate, and I love that we can do this over the Internet. How else, you know, there would be no other way to connect like this. And so it makes me so grateful that we have this ability to connect to all of you wherever you are. And I say it and I mean it from my heart. We can feel you wherever you are. I can feel you in India, in Russia, in Singapore.
And in Mexico.
Everywhere.
And Canada.
Everywhere.
And the United
everywhere.
States, of course. And all over. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're about to celebrate our anniversary of Crimson Circle in August, anyway. It was August 21st, 1999. And, you know, that was right about the time the Internet really started becoming kind of a staple in our lives. And that's the whole reason Crimson Circle exists. I mean, other than Chamber, other than Tobias and Adamus, but it was made possible because of the Internet.
Because people could connect to it.
Yeah, and we never expected it. We weren't particularly huge Internet users. I mean,
it went viral. People talked us into putting it out there, so in case the locals missed it, that they could have access to it. And the next thing we knew, people were saying, "Hey, you got to check this out." And before we knew it, we had an audience we never imagined.
Yeah. Never planned it, but it sure worked out well, didn't it? Anyway, we're going to do a little catch up here. We're going to take a look back on the May 9th Shoud. It was Shoud 9 in the Passion 2020 series. And I don't know about you, but I always tend to forget what we did in the last Shoud. So these little video recaps are really, really good. Are you ready to watch the Shoud recap from last month?
Heck yeah.
Actually, it's coming back to me now. I remember we filmed it up above there,
yes,
near
did.
The pool.
We did.
And there was a lot of questions
yes,
you asked.
Yes, that's right. But timely, very timely yeah, questions.
Timely questions. So let's take a look at that right now. Passion 2020, Shoud 9. I am that I am, Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Welcome, dear Shambhara. Welcome to this special edition of Passion 2020. Right now, more than anything, is a time to remember. Remember that you've been rehearsing for this for a long, long time. None of this is really new. None of it is a surprise at all, and I want to go further to say that this right now is such the ideal time to allow your realization. You have time by yourself without nearly as much interference from other people or from the world around you. It's time to allow your realization, and that's all you have to do is allow. That's it. You take a deep breath and you allow. Then you go about whatever you were doing, you continue on with your life, just allowing. I see by the end of your summertime that there could easily be 1,000 realized humans, 1,000 realized Shambhara. And all they need to do right now, not to work at it, not to stress about it, but simply to take a deep breath and become it. So I've asked dear Linda to put together, with Caldra, to put together some questions, because I know there's so much on your mind. With that, let's begin, dear Linda.
So, Adamus, while we're talking about seeing into the future, are there any other crises or huge shifts you'd like to tell us about now before it happens?
Just one in particular, and I've mentioned it before, that in the coming years, in this time of machines that you live in right now with all the technology, there will come a point where there is a rampant computer or technology virus that's going to shut things down. Many computers will have issues and what you call the virus or the bug. You see it from time to time now on a very small scale, but there'll come a time in the future, approximately, I'm going to project that in about 7 years, where there will be a virus that takes out a lot of computers and a lot of data and a lot of stored files. So I would suggest to Shambhara, and really to anybody, is make sure you always have a backup, I believe you call it, a copy that stays offline, that's not connected in any way to the internet, because the bug will run through the internet.
You recently said after the angelic families disbanded on April 4th, 2020, many of the angelic beings went to the new earth. What's happening with that?
These new earths are each different in its own way, but there are some things that are common with them. First of all, you don't have to be birthed into a physical body. They have all the attributes of biology without having to be born. Now, they also have the capability to go into just their pure free energy body without the human biology whenever they want. But most of them right now are experiencing what it's like to be in human biology.
So, what's happening in the new Earth realms?
The near Earth realms.
The near Earth realms.
What's happening in the near Earth realms? Most people now go in between lifetimes. In the past, particularly up to centuries ago, oftentimes one would leave the physical life on this planet and go back to what we call the Bridge of Flowers and back to their angelic families. But now, nearly all beings are going to the near Earth realms, but there are, you could say, new corridors, new places within the near Earth realms right now that are for kind of a fast-paced reincarnation cycle to come to realization. It's for the more conscious beings that they'll go there to really, they want to learn about their incarnations, their past, and they want to learn about now how to bring that to closure. So there's a lot more resources right now, you could say, in the near-Earth realms.
You also said that the alien interferers would no longer be able to interfere with our planet and humanity. Where did the aliens go?
So with all the shifts going on, shortly after the Order of the Ark announced that it was closing, the aliens were banned from being here anymore. They were allowed before because it was simply part of the whole experience. It was part of allowing all energies. But now humans are taking more and more responsibility for the planet, especially with Gaia leaving and especially with what you're going through now. The aliens, the interferers, I will call them, are basically banned from being here. And there's some ways that it's done energetically so that they simply can no longer interfere with the ways of the planet.
A lot of humans have died as a result of COVID-19. Were the deaths arbitrary, or was there some sort of common reason for them leaving?
It's not arbitrary. It's not just somebody accidentally got it when they shouldn't have. There was a large number of people who were ready to leave the planet. There were some who you could say were just kind of temporary visitors here who really weren't going to stay through all the incarnational cycles anyway. There were some who simply were ready to leave, wanted to leave, and just needed a way out.
What will happen with the world economy? Will it recover anytime soon?
The implications on the economy are going to last for decades. It's a time of rethinking. At the core of this needs to come the understanding, and I believe it will come, that there is no limitation to abundance. It's not like abundance is only that big, but the demand for it is that big. Abundance is that big.
When will the COVID-19 crisis come to an end and things come back to normal?
Things will never go back to normal. They just won't. So many people are coming to a whole different realization. They're going to throw out a lot of stuff that was in their lives. And then they're going to be kind of lost for a little bit. And if you go back, you can remember that you went through similar things under different situations, but saying, I got to let all this old stuff go, I'm feeling lost, I don't know what comes next, but I cannot go back to that old way. And that's when their seeking begins. Now, let's bring this full circle back to you. It's no accident that you're here right now, at this time of the virus, at this time of the machines. It's no accident that you've been preparing for lifetimes, that you've been rehearsing this. Not the details, but the big picture. It's no accident at all. It's no accident that I've been talking so clearly for the past few years about realization. And then more recently, what it's going to be like to stay here on the planet as a realized master. None of this is coincidence. It's all happening right now. It's why you're here. You're being called upon to allow your realization now. Now. No more looking at it as it's in the future somewhere. It's now. You are literally being called upon to allow your realization.
That was an incredible show. It seems so timely with everything that was going on. It really shared a lot of insight about the way things are, and I took some comfort in that.
Well, and thank you for asking the questions, Stu Adamus. And I like the format because we'd gotten so many questions from people along the way, and it was a great way to answer a lot of them,
right.
Put it into a shout, and then really just feel the great energies from it. So, yeah, that was good. Well, let's move on to the next thing.
Okay, well, we have an interesting situation with all the quarantine and and everything, everybody needed to stay in place and just be still, we had to cancel all our recent events.
Yeah, not too many recent events. Yeah, it was pretty tough. I don't know how many things we've had to cancel, but a lot.
It's been a lot.
So this is the year of putting big X marks through things, a lot of cancellations. But anyway, we did have an online event recently. We had hundreds of Chambra from all around the world.
Amazing. Probably the biggest ever.
Tuning in to the Sexual Energy School. It was May 29th through the 31st, just recently. And, I'm amazed that we've been doing Sexual Energy School for so long now. I don't even know how many years, but it's almost 10, 11 years.
Oh, at least.
And I keep thinking, well, you know, nobody's going to be taking it anymore. Everybody has taken it. But every time we do it, particularly now online, we literally get hundreds of people from up to 25, 30 different countries.
Nice.
So now we come to upcoming events. We've got a whole list of things, some new events that we're going to be listing and some information about other events. So let's take a look now at upcoming events.
Well, I think we're excited about the upcoming June 16th will be the Angel Webcast.
Yep.
You know that's just a very special event that is done to thank and honor the angels.
We do it twice a year for the angels, and it involves questions and answers to Adamus, plus he always gives a message or two. That's June 16th. If you're a Crimson Circle angel, you'll get a notice. Tune in for that angel webcast. Then we go from there to the July shout. It's on 4th of July, which in America, that's Independence Day, 4th of July, that's when people get together and celebrate and they drink beer and they see fireworks, but I think this is going to be a little different.
I just can say, this is just the opposite of what's been going on. So do you think it will truly be an independence celebration?
Well, I think it's going to be a celebration. I think a lot of people are going to be like barbecuing their backyards.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be at the Crimson Circle Studio, of course, doing the shout. It's going to be actually the next shout that we do back at the studio. And just to give you a heads up, we've done a little bit of remodeling at the studio while we've been gone.
We have.
Yeah, we actually made the stage bigger. We figure Adamus deserved it.
He wanted it, demanded it,
and
practically.
You're right. And we replaced the carpeting. The other carpeting was getting a little long in the tooth. And we're pretty sure right now we're not going to be able to have a live audience at the studio. Just the way things are going isn't looking that way. But
allowed right now.
Yeah, for those of us who are going to be there, we look forward to connecting with you once again.
To all of you.
From the Crimson Circle Connection Center. Then after that,
we have the August shout. And that will be exciting because that will be the first shout of the new series. Is Adamus leaked to you at all?
He hasn't. No.
No rumors.
I have no clue. And you know, just like I know, that he waits till the very last moment. So then we're scrambling to put together like the graphics for it and everything else. So I would expect to know about, 2 days beforehand.
Okay.
But it is the beginning of the new series.
And I'm excited because, you know, with all the restrictions and quarantine, we made August our summer party, with high hopes that everything will be unlocked and open and we'll be able to celebrate together. And August is almost always a stunningly beautiful time in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. So we're pretty sure we're going to be able to have a live
That's
audience by then. We'll let you know. We'll keep you informed by the July show. We'll be able to tell you the way things are going.
Yes.
But I certainly hope so because I miss a lot of the Chambra that come to the studio and we give hugs and we have great barbecue and everything else, and it wouldn't be the same. It's also our anniversary month for Crimson Circle,
right.
So let's hope that we can do that.
Okay.
Either that or maybe we're all eating barbecue through our face masks. Okay.
That sounds really sloppy.
That sounds very sloppy. All right. Then let's go to autumn 2020.
Okay.
And what do we have going there?
Well, quite a lot has changed, actually.
Yeah.
It turns out that in Europe, that it's impossible to do traveling between the countries. They don't know when it's going to be opened up, but Slovenia has already said that they would not open back up to events with audiences before the end of the year.
You know, it was really, really a tough decision. We knew we had to cancel the events here at Villa Amio for this spring. We knew most of the summer events were going to have to be canceled. But we had to take a really good hard look at the Europe events for September.
We hope.
These are some of Linda's and my favorite places that we are going to be going to. And, well, like the slide says, well, sometimes you just have to punt, you know. As a matter of fact, we made the decision, and it was really grueling, you know. And there's a tremendous amount of logistics involved in it, having to notify all the attendees, having to, you know, rebook things and cancel things. And, I mean, our staff worked so hard making all this happen and go comfortable and smooth. But, you know, we just had to do it. So basically what's happened is we've had to cancel the channeling workshop that was scheduled for Roost, Austria, September 1 through 5. And we love Roost. I love doing the channeling workshop. That was a tough one. And then we had to cancel Energy Works in the Carmaug area of south of France. And again, we haven't been there in a couple of years. I'd already made arrangements with the El Campo restaurant and our dear friend Frank that works there. To bring the group back, to go to the El Campo and listen to
Let's not talk about it so much, because I'm most excited that as soon as we realized we couldn't go, within 24 hours, we had contacted Bled, we contacted the Carmaug, we contacted Roost, and we've got everything moving and rescheduled for 2021.
We did.
Because we're not going to miss it. Okay, this is beyond our control. We're going to go along with it. We're right back on it for 2021.
So that's the punt. You know, we had to cancel, but then we rebooked for the same time next year. Everybody who was scheduled to attend those has been contacted by now and given the chance to move it to the next year. But
It's sad.
It was really sad. And then the really tough one was the Passion of the Merlin in Bled, Slovenia. Now, a lot of you have been to Bled with us, and it's a magical place.
Charming.
It's beautiful. We love going there.
They treat the tourists well.
The food is good. The prices are reasonable. And the one thing about it, too, you just don't find a 500-person Congress hall in a small village. You know, usually you're in a big city, which I don't like to be in. And here you have the best of everything. You're on a lake. You're in this little village. I think Bled is only, less than 5,000 people. And this beautiful conference center.
Oh, charming.
So we had to cancel that. It was really interesting. Right after we made the decision to punt, to cancel, and I was really feeling bad about it, we got a notice from one of our dear Chamber friends in Slovenia saying that he had just gotten a notice heard from the Slovenian government that all large gatherings through the end of this year were canceled. Well, we were a large gathering. So it was kind of like, okay, it was confirmation that we did.
We could
not
have had the event if we wanted to.
No. But you know what we've done in place of it? You know, because that's just not going to stop us. We're Chambra, and we want to have a gathering. So what we have done is we have rescheduled the Bled event for September now as an online celebration, and instead of 2 days, we're going to go 3 days. It's going to be September 11th through the 13th of this year, as an online celebration. It'll go about 4 hours a day on each one of those 3 days. We're going to have the same channels that we were going to have in Bled. We're going to have the same presenters. We're going to be bringing them in via the internet. We're also going to have the Rude Awakening World. I'm calling it a world preview because they'll still have a premiere at some point in person when things
which theirs has been constantly rescheduled for the same thing.
But this is going to be an exclusive Chamber preview. They're going to be talking with us during the presentation. We're going to have music from Yoham. We've got some great, incredible presenters. We're going to be doing it virtually. We'll be at the studio in Colorado. We'll be tapping into everybody. So, and now the good news is, and this is the punt, even though we had to cancel the in-person, now we can open this up to everyone, to all.
Oh, we had a huge wait list.
We had a huge wait list. So it's now open up to everyone. We're going to be, the information will be or is already in the store if you want to sign up for it. If you were signed up, you had the option of either canceling now or just transferring it over to our online version of the Passion of the Merlin 3 days from the studio in Colorado. And we've gotten pretty good at this video, I don't know what you call it, conferences, tapping people, and we've over the years developed really good video facilities.
Right.
So we're going to have the amazing capability to tap into Yoham, whether they're in Austria or Israel, not quite sure where they're going to be, and to tap into the other presenters from around the world. So we're looking forward to that. It was sad to have canceled, but the good news is that we're going to be able to do it from the studio in Colorado.
Things can change, but we're not going to be stoppable.
We are not stoppable.
Not going to be stoppable. No.
Anyway, speaking of not stoppable, we've got a good lineup of events in the fall. They're sold out right now. We've got the Master's Code in November coming up, and then we have the Energy Works workshop right here in Kona. We made the decision, you and I, we're going to come back here early because we're not going to have been in Europe, so we're going to come back a little early, spend time with our dear friends here, with Val, being at the villa, and then waiting for all of you who are coming to these events.
Exactly. Well, and have plenty of time to prepare.
It looks good. You know, at this point, the island here has very, very few cases.
Yeah. They locked down hard early.
They locked down hard.
And so it's some of the best of all the U.S. states, actually.
Yeah. And if you're signed up for either of those events, we're going to keep in touch with you, but it's looking really good right now. Okay. Sometimes you just have to punt. And, oh, by the way, the other event that we have coming up in the fall is the Sexual Energy School. And that's going to be October 30th through November 1st. You and I will be back here, but we're going to be live hosting the Sexual Energy School right here from Hawaii. And, you know, we just did the one about a week ago.
Right.
We do it twice a year. This is our next time up. So if you missed it or you want to retake it or you've just never taken it, the Sexual Energy School coming back in late October.
And again, as you know, Adam has contributed to it and really added to the meaning of it.
Absolutely. And then we've also just announced some of the new events that are coming up that will take place here in early 2021. And they're going to be right here in Kona because you and I are going to be right here.
Because this is a beautiful and conducive place. You know, we always talk about it's so far away from everything. It's away from all the noise.
Absolutely.
And no matter what's going on in the world, this seems to always be a beautiful, quiet, natural place. Unbelievable.
We're going to be back
here
for the
birds chirping.
Oh, no, I love the birds chirping. We're going to be back here for about 3 or 4 months, so and a good time to be here in the winter. So we've arranged a number of workshops.
We have.
Some of them, the people who were canceled from this spring get a first shot at rebooking.
Right.
But we've added some extras, of course, because they always fill up. They always sell out.
Well, one of the things that everyone knows is we're very, very high integrity. And because we want that personal experience, when we do events here, there's always less than 40 people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's part of why we're offering it quite a few times, because those fill up very fast. So that's why the repetition, it's not a big event. They're very small, very intimate events. Everyone gets the opportunity to interact.
I miss doing the live events. We haven't been able to do any since.
Well, me too.
March? I miss them.
I do too.
Jeez.
Why did you say that?
Because it just hit me how much I miss
doing
them.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And I'm looking forward to doing these. Anyway.
We're really allowing us to try to catch up and have that interaction with Chambra. We miss you, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
We have Energy Works coming up February 20th through the 24th, 2021. It's listed in the store, so if you're interested in attending, just check it out.
Right.
And then Energy Works again, March 22nd through the 26th next year. Following that,
Master Code. Whoa.
April 11th through the 15th next year. And it seems like a long way away, but again, actually right now you get some pretty good deals on booking airline tickets.
Yeah, that's the other point. It's right now airline tickets. I haven't seen them this reasonable, and they're desperate for the business back. So they're actually even polite when you talk to them on the phone. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, and Airbnb rentals and everything else. So it's actually a good time to book, even though it seems like
you're
a long
interested,
way away.
It is, truly.
We'll be doing another Energy Works April 22nd through the 25th. And after that, another Master Code from May 5th through the May 9th. So we have a whole lineup of events coming up in the winter 2021. Make sure to check it out, see which ones feel the best for you. And like we say, right now is a great time to book your airlines and book your rentals,
truly,
Airbnb. Yeah.
Truly.
So that's a look at kind of our upcoming schedule. And just again, I'm looking forward to getting back in workshop mode. So now let's take a deep breath and let's go.
Was that a deep breath to you?
To Chambra News.
Okay.
Chambra News. As always, make sure to check out the Chambra magazine, the award-winning Chambra magazine. There's always amazing information and articles. Articles this month are really, really good, as they always are. And all the information about workshop classes, new products, everything you want to know about Chambra is in the Chambra magazine, other than personal information about you and I. Master's Life 12, Pathways to Realization, came out about a month ago. The feedback has been incredible.
It's very, very interesting and not what I expected, and I'm excited that people are responding to it well.
They are, and I think it was very insightful for so many people to realize that there's a lot of different ways to realization.
Right.
Adamus goes through them, as you're going to see here, a little bit of them in the clip we're about to play. But it's not just a spiritual thing. And I remember how that really struck me the first time he said that, because I had always just assumed, and I'd probably spent the last, I don't know, five or six lifetimes trying to do it the spiritual way. And then he comes along and says that there's many different ways to do it.
If you're trying to do it a spiritual way, isn't that almost a religious way?
Well, it can be. I think I started in the religions and then went to spiritual, which is really about the same. And
still the same.
Yeah, still the same. But he explains the different pathways to realization.
And spiritual is so similar to ritual.
It is. Yeah. And religion is so similar to relying on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we
There are six sessions in the Master's Life 12. You have 90 days access for the video and the text e-reader. And it was filmed right here at Villa Amio.
Yes, it was.
Not too long
recently,
ago. Yeah. Yeah, that was good filming.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're interested, check out Master's Life 12, Pathways to Realization. We're going to take a look right now at some of the clips from it. So let's take a deep breath. Here we go. Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Welcome to Master's Life 12, Pathways to Realization. This Pathways to Realization, Master's Life 12, is really to help you understand that there's more than one way to realization. People commonly think that realization is a spiritual phenomena, an occurrence, but there are many, many ways to realization. Now, I prefer to use the term realization rather than some of the other terms like ascension or enlightenment. I prefer the term realization because that's what happens. You realize and you remember who you are, what you're doing here. I'd like to talk about some of the not so recommended ways of doing it. These methods are actually for those who have gone through awakening, and these are from actual case examples of some of the ascended masters. So let's begin with the first one, torture. And along with that, pain, just excessive physical pain, exhaustion, trauma. We do have quite a few of the ascended masters that did it with drugs, insanity, starvation, suicide. Let's talk about some of these side roads, dead ends and stepping stones. Let's start out with the first one, studying your way into realization. The second one that ties into it pretty closely is philosophy, discipline, denial, power, wealth, gurus. Kind of in that same category. Angels, prayer, religion, meditation, groups, aliens, lovers. Next, and it ties into it, suffering. Let's take a look at some of the ways that the Ascended Masters, the Interdimensional Association of Ascended Masters, has done realization and ways for you to do it. First on the list is nature, creativity, physics, technology, impending death. The one that's probably most common, most used, spirituality. And then the next one on the list is loving self. There's one more on the list, and that one last thing is allowing. Take a deep breath, feeling into your pathway to realization. How have you been doing realization up to now? What's your pathway like? How much self-love is there on your pathway? You tried so hard to love yourself, and it seems sometimes you just keep falling in that hole. Going back to loathing and trying to pick yourself up. How about just receiving forgiveness from the I Am for all your guilt and shame, just getting over it, just going beyond, and loving yourself. Let's take a deep breath, feeling into your pathway into realization. How many lifetimes has it been on that pathway? And more than anything, are you ready now? Be ready now.
Hope you enjoyed that piece of Pathways to Realization. Very, very incredible Master's Life.
You know, I love Master's Life. To me, it's kind of like the summary of everything that we're working on. He kind of takes it and put it into Master Life. It's great for all of us, of course. And can you imagine with the new ones coming in? You know, because they always wonder where to start. Well, Shouds are a great place, and we have a lot of free stuff in the library. But also just to start going through Master's Life, going from one, if you remember Master's Life 1? Transfiguration. That was a long time ago. Here we are at 12. I have no idea what 13 is going to be about. That's kind of...
It doesn't matter.
I know, but I mean 13, Master's Life 13. It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah, but I think everybody's just always say we get excited for the new one and then can't wait for the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Master's Life 12 available now in the Crimson Circle store. It's $145 through July 28th.
And no wait, another new product. Something
no.
else that we can enjoy.
Really?
I Am True, the Master's Pause.
Yeah, I like the Master's Pause, and Adamus came up with the Master's Pause series saying, okay, every once in a while you just have to stop and take a pause. These are kind of like big marabs.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. The newest one, I Am True. He talks about, I don't need to say a whole lot more because we're going to show a clip right now of Master's Pause, I Am True. Here we go. Welcome to Master's Pause. Master's Pause, I am true. In this Master's Pause, we're going to really go back to the roots of who you are. Because you're living in an unnatural state. It's your natural state of being to come into realization. And you come back to the real you, the I am true. Well, that's not to say what you're going through right now is false, but you come back to the truth and the trueness of who you really are. Doubt comes on the strongest right now before realization. It's doubt's last hurrah, its last stand, rushes in right now, knowing that you're going into realization, making one last attempt to distract you, making one last attempt to hold its place within you as the sovereignty comes back. So it's not unusual to be filled with doubt right now, not unusual at all. When you place anything outside of yourself, when you think that energy is outside of you, then doubt comes in. In a way, you could say doubt serves a purpose because it's trying to get you to realize that you're in a false state of being. You're not being true to yourself. But then you get so tangled up in your doubt that you forget, now it's time to be true. Kind of doubt begets more doubt. You doubt yourself on one thing and then you start doubting yourself on everything. Let's take all that doubt. Let's go right through it. Feel into it. Don't resist it. Don't try to figure it out. Let's go right into doubt. It's there to keep you moving. Not to get comfortable with status quo. Not to fall back into old mass consciousness or your old self. Listen to doubt. Listen to it. Feel into it. What is this doubt really saying to you? It's saying don't stop. Don't stop. Don't settle for anything less than the true you. Don't stop. Don't settle for anything other than your sovereignty. Feel into that, listen to that from doubt itself. You are true. Take a deep breath into your true. Your true, true self. Never lose this feeling again, never. You've had it before and then you've lost it in the doubt. I am true.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed that and that you have a chance to do I Am True. And you know what? The most important thing was Adamus told us way back when that when he does a master's pause, it's about he's watching us. He's with us every step, every breath, and that he weighs in on where are we at and that the topic of each master's pause is related to what would be the most supportive to us while we're on this journey.
Yeah.
So I always find it interesting that whatever the title is, that's what Adamus thought would be most appropriate for us to experience.
Absolutely. You can get Master's Pause, I Am True, in the Crimson Circle store as a download or streaming, I believe, but I know as a download. It's just $25, and what a great experience you'll have with that Master's Pause.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go on to the next thing. We've got a very, very special free gift from the Crimson Circle and Yoham, meaning Gerhard and Anat, for Crimson Circle. We know it's been tough on a lot of people in so many different ways, not just staying at home, not just having to wear a face mask when you go out in public or whatever, but there are so many changes happening in the world right now, unprecedented changes. Some of them are very subtle. We haven't even realized yet. Some of them are really quite big. I mean, I think the whole way that interaction works, the whole way the economy works and jobs and the environment, everything is being affected right now. And it may not be hitting you in the face every day, but I think we can all kind of feel it. On a personal level, we're going through probably the most important time period of all, not just for Shambra in this lifetime, but in a lot of lifetimes. These next couple of months are some of the very most important. Everything kind of comes together. It's like there's a convergence happening on a universal scale.
Absolutely.
But it's also happening on a planetary scale and then on a very personal scale. So working with Yoham, we put together a special gift for you called Relax into Realization. It's an album that is going to be that is available now, free of charge. You can download it. Beautiful music with amazing production by Gerhard and Anat. I mean, the production quality has just really increased. And Gerhard incorporates a lot of the ukulele music in, so it's got a little bit of the island Villa Amio flavor. Let's listen to a little bit, and then we'll tell you more about how you can get that free download from this Relax into Realization. Let's take a listen.
Enjoyed that, and do take advantage of this opportunity to be able to listen to this whenever you want as a free download.
Yeah, there's six tracks, about 30 minutes of music, great to put on the headsets, whether you're just sitting in your living room, trying to go to sleep at night, taking a walk in the park with your face mask on, relaxing the realization. And I want to particularly thank Gerhard and Anat. They kind of approached us with the idea, what about putting this together? Shambra could really use it right now. So
timing is perfect.
Timing is perfect. So free gift to Shambra, just because we love you, this Relax into Realization.
Thank you, Gerhard and Anat. Keyhawk 10. I just can't imagine where it's going to go. I mean, it's just every new Keyhawk just blows me away. It's just, as Adama said, that's where he goes. That's his focus, is Keyhawk.
Absolutely. So Keyhawk 10 is just about here. Registration for Keyhawk 10 closes on June 15th. We have a lot of Shambra around the world signed up for it already. Every Keyhawk year is amazing. I'm really looking forward to 10. You know, some of the greatest moments that I can remember and most challenging moments in channeling have come with Keyhawk, because Adama says things in Keyhawk that just sometimes blow my mind. They're literally hard to get out. The recent Keyhawk that we just did, that there's some information in there that's just, when we were channeling it here at the villa, I was like, oh, Adama, I'm not sure I can say that. I need to. Not so sure, but he has me say it anyway. And then afterwards, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But at the moment, it's a little tough.
Do you ever feel like he treats you like a whiny little kid?
No. He just sometimes just says, take a deep breath and take the big leap. Let's take a quick look at this little trailer for Keyhawk 10. Let's take a deep breath as we play this in. Keyhawkers always tell us how the messages are so personal for them, like Adamus is talking just to them. The messages are always tailored to where we are right now. And that's what I love about Keyhawk, the highly personal nature, like Adamus is with you all of the time. I love these sessions. I actually need these sessions, given everything that's happening in the world right now, and with my own coming to realization. Keyhawk has developed into a community, with Keyhawkers connecting with each other in the House of Keyhawk social media group, but also in the workshops and live events. There's a strong bond with Keyhawkers because they're going through similar, intense experiences. It's the best of the best of Chambra. When Adamus introduced Keyhawk 10 years ago, I think he knew perfectly well that it would evolve into a core group that would take the deep dive, culminating right now at the time of machines. I'm looking forward to this next year of Keyhawk. Keyhawk 10. Now more than ever.
So, we look forward to seeing you joining us in Keyhawk 10. There's always two sessions every month.
Yep.
And then Living in Keyhawk, Dr. Doug and I do Living in Keyhawk once a month.
But and Living in Keyhawk is kind of an adjunct to what Adamus does in the channels. You guys then kind of do a recap, you humanize it, you talk about some of the details. Because a lot of times the concepts are big. You know, you guys have done a great job of taking some of this stuff like you just did and really kind of, I don't want to say dissecting it, but diving into it from a very human level and saying, what does this really mean? So I really like that. Plus the two Adamus channels every month.
Right.
And we do have special discounts this year on Keyhawk 10, whether you've been in Keyhawk in the past, whether you're brand new to it. Because of the whole global
craziness,
we instituted some special discounts. So, again, you have until June 15th to check out and register for Keyhawk. And remember,
it's offered in 8 different languages, which is unbelievable. So, please, have fun and take advantage of that.
Yeah, I didn't know Adamus could speak in all those different languages.
No,
that's
I didn't
pretty
either.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What can't he do, Jeff?
We have great translators all around the world. That almost the moment the Keyhawk session is done, they're working on the translations. It's a voiceover translation.
They take it on as a challenge. It's very sweet to see what those translators do.
Some of them get them back in a day or two.
Less.
But we have translations now in French, German, Japanese, Korean, Romanian, Russian, and Spanish, as well as, of course, English.
That was at the top, Jeffrey.
Yes. It was. Anyway, so I guess right now, it's now more than ever with Keyhawk. We look forward to having you be part of Keyhawk for this next year. So we're about to take a break in just a few minutes. We have a couple more things we want to talk about. But right now we want to thank all the translators, the web hosts, the Crimson Circle Angels, the volunteers. It takes a community.
It's amazing because all of you that we just mentioned, you come to us, you do the work, and you make it happen. It's a stunning, stunning creation that you all are helping us with. You're creating it. It's amazing.
We've done something new also in the Chambra magazine on one of the back pages. Now, we list all of the helpers from all around the world, whether they're paid, whether they're volunteers, translators, website hosts, or anything else. If you want to see the magnitude of this incredible team, just check that page out. It lists everybody, and it's that team has just made it happen over the years, plus our regular full-time Crimson Circle staff.
And I will bet you that there are people that aren't on that list because they do some things quietly in the background.
That's right.
That just happen, because that's how the volunteers come to us.
And we know so often you guys see Linda and myself, and Adamus, who looks like me when he's, but you see us. We just want to reinforce the fact that there is such an incredible network all around the world of Chambra serving Chambra, and we appreciate all of you who are helping. We appreciate you every day. That not a day that goes by when we don't think about the work that you're doing. So we want to thank you for that. So this one is tough. This one is really, really tough. So I got to kind of keep my wits about me here. But
so we kept it.
We were very, very shocked, saddened, and everything to learn that Sartre, or Robert McHugh, recently passed away. And, you know, Sartre has been with us since, I can't even remember, back in, I'm going to say probably about 2004 or 2005.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah.
You know him from the videos. He's the comic.
Character.
He's the character. He's the funny guy, the nice guy. If you met him in person, you know, he was just so, he gave amazing hugs. He always had a big smile and something funny to say.
He guarded my chair in the audience. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
He and Adamus had some amazing interactions over the years. And we found out about, he crossed over and recently apparently had a heart attack and found himself on the other side. I've written a little bit about it in my article in the Chambra magazine for this month. I'd love if you had a chance to take a look at it, because it's about Sartre. And you know, the outpouring of love was just beyond. We put the notice on Facebook and in the Crimson Circle Facebook page. And generally, you know, even on something popular, we'll get, I don't know, 500 likes or something like that. And within a very short period of time, there was over 1,500 likes. There was hundreds and hundreds of comments from people who have met Sartre, who never met him. He had such a place in everybody's heart, and he was such a part of Chambra.
He was so wise and such a character, all in the same.
Such a character. And, you know, he was like the perfect comedian in the set for the Crimson Circle Monthly Shouds.
His crazy outfits.
And he was just a crack up. I actually found myself upset with him after hearing the news. First of all, I was very sad. Then the next thing was being upset. It's like, Sartre, how could you leave us? How could you do this? And I kind of went through the gamut with him. I had some wonderful connections with him over those next few days after he passed away, which is what I wrote about. But anyway, we want to take this pause right now to pay tribute to Sartre. We put together a reel of some of the clips from Sartre over the years. Right after that, we're going to go on break. It'd be a little tough for Linda and I to return after watching that, so it's tough enough right now. So, Sartre, crap.
From our hearts, we miss you already.
We really do, and we know you're hanging around, you know, and I know you're saying that you're still here, but, you know, we miss you. So, let's take a look. Dress up. Get out of that role that you've been playing, that identity that you've been so connected to.
Excuse me, we have a problem.
Yes.
I don't know what to do about Sartre.
Sartre gets two. Anyone that can dress like that, driving down the road in a little sports car for all other humans to behold, gets two. See, dear friends, a distraction. What the hell? An illusion. If I died and went to heaven and saw you, I would turn and run the other way. Thank you. And, Sartre, I've been around the world. I know many different languages. But I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever seen this language. What is that, my good friend? Yeah.
Look away, everyone. Look away.
I am that I am, Artemis of Sovereign Domain. Welcome to this gathering, dear Shambra. I'm going to keep my eyes closed for the rest of this shout. Only here. Last month, if you recall, one by the name of Sardusius hypnotized all of you, had you dressed in profane outfits. So, bringing back all of the sentiments from Transylvania and the acknowledgement of your fine deeds. Father. And yes, doesn't hurt. It was all a myth. Now kiss mine. Right there. Where are you getting stuck?
I would say in the mind that really doesn't believe that it can happen.
Really? Good. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Why doesn't it believe?
I think it wants to stay the way it is.
And it wants proof.
In the safe part. It wants the proof. That
yes.
It wants that manifestation instantly in front of you, whatever it
yes,
is.
Absolutely. Yep.
Then you know that it can happen. And,
yes.
And I know we all are tired of being this close to being there. It's time to go forward.
Yes.
Yeah. And get on with it.
Why did you wait?
I'm hanging out for the ice cream.
You know, I hate to tell you, the cow is dead.
Probably fear.
Fear?
Yeah.
That's good. Fear of what?
Fear of leaving physical.
Yeah. Well, you've done it plenty of times.
Yeah.
You're about to do it, not right away, but later.
I think it's fear of not finishing up on this side.
Here we go. Now, in fear of not finishing.
Yeah.
What's there to finish?
Well, I have no clue. No.
So you see the problem this causes? Okay, Sartre got the I Ammer now. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to enjoy life.
What are you going to do later today with it?
I'm going to have pizza.
Give me that back.
I'm still in shock. We had some amazing costumes up here, and we had a very creative but warped costume that won. Now, you think I'm being judgmental?
Come on up here, sorry.
This was the winner that this audience
This was the winner. Newly awakened beings, what are you going to tell them about this journey?
Don't listen to anybody else. Listen to yourself right off the bat. What else? Oh, be like Sartre.
Isn't this a contradiction?
Enjoy life. Do what you want to do when you want to do it. Go for your dreams because that's what they are. They're good.
I'm going to ask you to just leave one thing, one message that you have for those that are coming into awakening.
My biggest thing to tell new people coming along is don't believe the bullshit that other people try to tell you. Stick with yourself. You'll be best, a lot better along, and life will be a little easier for you.